and welcome to the Clinical Care Options Infectious Disease Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Adams. Joining me today is Dr. Eric Florence on how clinic facilities can prepare for long-acting injectable antiretroviral therapy. This is based on his experience with long-acting ART in Belgium. Dr. Florence is a physician in internal medicine, infectious diseases, and tropical medicine at the University Hospital of Antwerp in Belgium. For the full online educational program, please visit the link in the show notes for this episode. So let's hear from Dr. Florence on clinical infrastructure needed for long-acting ART.
The approval and commercial availability of long-acting injectables antiretroviral therapy for HIV have been paradigm-changing, but it requires clinics to make adaptations in their infrastructure and staff training. In this post, I describe what I view as necessary for the successful implementation of long-acting drugs in clinical practice, after having done so within my own setting in Belgium. I think the clinic infrastructure most essential for the successful implementation of long-acting drugs is a dedicated room in which to prepare and administer the injections. The room should have enough space to accommodate injections while a patient is lying down or standing up. There should also be optimal lighting for the preparation of the drug. Clinics should also maintain ready access to injection materials, including adapters. It is also very helpful to the patients if painkillers and other means to alleviate pain from injection are available on site immediately after the injection. Where allowable, clinics also should decide whether they want to manage the drug supply and distribution for their patients, or whether patients should bring their own medication on injection days. Given the temperature requirements, the amount of space available for refrigerators is a limiting factor in this decision, and some countries or regions may not yet allow for the drug to be distributed directly to patients. Regardless of what clinics decide, a small supply of extra medication should be kept in case of unforeseen circumstances, such as a broken vial, cold chain disruption, or expired medication. All refrigerators holding long-acting drugs should have temperature monitoring with an alarm system in case of cold chain disruption. Although changes in clinic infrastructure are an important part of the successful integration of long-acting drugs, well-trained staff is also very critical. For patients to successfully adhere to the regimen and receive each dose on time, I found that extra staffing is necessary to answer patient questions, plan follow-up visit far in advance, or follow up with patients who have missed an injection appointment. A good agenda and schedule planning tool is the first key to success in implementing long-acting injectable drugs. Upcoming injections need to be planned far in advance, in collaboration with the patients, taking into account times when patients will be traveling and unable to come to the clinic. A reminder system also should be put in place to remind patients of their appointments a few days in advance. It is paramount for the administrative staff answering the phones and scheduling these appointments to know basic information about the regimens to ensure that doses are scheduled at appropriate intervals and that patients' calls are directed to appropriate staff members. The most critical staff members are nurses, who should be very skilled in injection techniques to minimize patient discomfort. Nurses need thorough knowledge of the drugs to provide accurate information to patients. Other medical staff also should be familiar with the treatment and able to discuss it with their patients during consultation, and also answer questions when on call outside business hours. To answer continuity of care during holiday or in case of sick leaves, at least two staff members should be available to provide those services. This is my opinion based on my experience in my own setting in Belgium. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Florence, and thank you to our listeners for joining in. Please be sure to check back regularly for more episodes on important infectious disease topics. Thank you and have a great day.